What do you mean you're not coming home? Walking towards the table, Liana dropped her laptop bag and purse onto it, squeezing the phone tighter as his sigh brushed across the line. Liana, I already explained this. I have a meeting that I cannot miss. That's the same thing you said last time we planned a trip and you canceled it. Her heels echoed across the tile as she started pacing, a harried clicking that only seemed to file her nerves down even further. Business comes before fun, princess. The words were barely out of his mouth before she heard someone else talking to him, muffled and indiscernible. His answer came through loud and clear. Yes, arrange it. No, I don't want to wait until the morning. Dad? She tried to interrupt him, but he didn't hear her. He'd pulled the phone away from his ear, talking to someone he valued enough to take with him, while she suffered another minute of his low muttering across the line. This is such bullshit. Raising her voice, she spoke again. Dad, I'm hanging up. I'm here. Another of his quiet sighs. Look, I will make this up to you. Why don't you go shopping with one of your friends this weekend? Or keep the reservations and take some of them skiing like we planned. Why didn't you bring me with you? Her question came out steady, even though his words stung. He was trying to placate her with petty distractions like he always did, when all she wanted was a little time with him, a taste of how things used to be. But instead, she was alone, chewing her thumbnail and destroying her manicure. Her father stayed silent, not even a sigh this time. More useless pacing, heel to toe. Click, click, click. Around and around the island in the kitchen as she waited him out. A negotiation tactic that he had taught her. Never fill silence when you want an answer. I'll try to be back by Sunday. We can go to dinner, just the two of us. Liana stopped in place, laughing bitterly as she stared up at the lights in her ceiling until her eyes watered from their brightness. Of course he wouldn't answer her. I don't know why you wanted me to work for you if you're not going to trust me with anything that's actually important. Don't be petulant, Liana. You've been involved in over half of our acquisitions in the past 2 years, worked on multi-million dollar mergers, and that's more than most people will do in a lifetime. You should be grateful. Grateful? Her fingers ached with how hard she gripped the phone, and she swallowed down the anger that swelled whenever he used his favorite phrase. I do not have time for this, Liana. We need to take off. Fine, then enjoy your flight. Ripping the phone away from her ear, she pressed her thumb to the end button and then tossed it onto the granite countertop. It skidded, spun, bumped into the blender, and finally stopped. It should have felt satisfying to hang up on him. Throwing the phone should have eased some of the rage inside her, but it hadn't done anything worthwhile. If anything, the bitter anger was fading into simple bitterness, tinged with sadness, which was worse. Tears stung her eyes, and this time she couldn't even blame the bright lights because she was staring at the floor, at her shiny black Louboutins that were a stark contrast to the pale tile. She was still dressed for the office in a form-fitting skirt suit that would have worked perfectly for the dinner at Silver Den they were supposed to be having in an hour and a half. She'd picked it out just in case they'd both worked late. The ivory Dior top was meant for transitioning from office to evening. But it didn't matter anymore. You are not going to act like some child upset because her daddy left. You are not going to fucking cry.